Do you want to get healed? My Lord, I've been here for many years, and when the water is turned, somebody enters before me because there's nobody to help me. A wrong answer to a correct question. John chapter 5, 1 to 16. The meeting of Jesus with the man at the pool of Bethsaida. The Lord is with you. Tuesday, 12th March, day number 28, step number 28 in our climbing towards the mountain of Easter, through the desert of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. When we come into the presence of the Lord, anytime we gather to worship, you know, to do any one service or the other, the pertinent question is always, do you want to get healed? Do you want to be united with God? Do you want God to be only and the first in your life? Do you want to live as a child of God and be happy all the time? We may come to the church, mass, worship, fellowship with different intentions, retreats. But the basic question is, do you want to be healed? Unfortunately, this man got healed, but he didn't know who healed him. It's like the famous coming to look for the healing of the Lord, the liberation of the Lord, without being interested in knowing the Lord that liberates, the Jesus that heals, which is the basic. Hence, when he went up, he went out walking. People, the Jews were marveled. Why are you carrying your mat walking on a Sabbath day? Who told you the man that healed me? Who is he? He didn't know. And later Jesus met him and then told him in clear ways, what is the most important? Now that you are well, sin no more. Or less, or else, your situation will get worse. Once again, affirmation of the basic truth we know. The source of all the war, the problems, the suffering, human suffering is the sin. Is sin. It's only sin no more. On this step, on this 28th day, we focus our attention all the time, each day, to undo that which inside us is the root of the human, of human suffering, the sin, sin. Each time we come to his presence, may we be open, ready to ask him to heal my inner life, heal my sin, heal the root, the sin that is at the root of my problems. Heal the sin of my family, my parents, my forefathers. Heal the root and the consequences it has created in me. Heal me. And because Jesus was walking, they were attacking him. Because he was going to the root of the truth. He was hammering on the what is most important. Because he's not interested only in putting up structures, creating political power, making his influence being felt and known. Because of that, he was being attacked. He said, my father is walking, me too must walk. As I always say, unless you are walking in the same direction with Satan, he will never disturb you. If you are walking parallel to with him, going to his destination, his destination is destruction forever. He will never destroy you. He will not disturb you. But as long as your destination is against his destination, you are walking against him, sure, see, willy-nilly, he will jam you. He will meet you. He will jam you. Most Christians don't discern that when they begin to have problem in the church, in the group, in the family, because of being in the right, because of being living a testimony, a life of testimony. Unfortunately, some will want to throw the towel for not discerning what is happening. Be encouraged and be frustrated today when you are being attacked because you are walking against the direction of the culture of death, the culture of destruction, the culture of lie. Be sealed with the prayer blood of Jesus. You want to be healed? Jesus asks today. Allow him. Tuesday, 12th of March. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a wonderful day.